Finally, finally, we have a female athlete with some sense. I had to travel and look all the way across the pond, all the way over to Germany to find one. God knows there are very few female soccer players here in America that understand logic when it comes to compensation. For the past few years, Megan Rapinoe has been leading the charge for female athletes to be paid the same as men. Her premise, of course, is fairness. It's not fair that men are paid more than we are. There is no such thing as fair. But since we're on the subject of fairness, it is absolutely fair that men make more money. It is simple business 101. The men are paid more because they generate more revenue, more profit. This is a topic that we have covered extensively on the channel. Supporters of female soccer players being paid equal to men, they like to point to the fact that the women's team is more successful and more popular than the men's team. But here's the thing. Popularity does not equal revenue. Popularity doesn't equal television ratings. Popularity doesn't mean people are willing to part with their money to buy a ticket and come watch you play. Back in the late 90s, early 2000s, Napster was extremely popular. For my 20-year-olds out there in the audience, Napster was a MP3 sharing software. We didn't have streaming back then. You had to buy CDs. People would put the CDs into MP3 format on their computer, and then they would share them for free with everyone else. It crippled the music industry, changed it forever. At its peak, 15 to 20 million people were using Napster every day. Now, that might not seem like a lot of people today, but you got to remember, not everyone had a computer in 2001. Many people were still using dial-up modems. Broadband was in its infancy. But the point is, Napster was extremely popular. You know how much money Sean Parker, Sean Fanning, the two dudes who invented Napster, you know how much money they made off of it? $0. Nothing. Matter of fact, between the cost of running servers and the lawsuits filed against them, Napster actually cost them millions of dollars. Just because something is popular doesn't mean it generates revenue, doesn't mean it's profitable. That being said, you could actually make a strong case that women's soccer in America is not popular. Megan Rapinoe is known more for her promotion of social justice than anything she's accomplished on the field. If I asked you how many championships or gold medals Megan Rapinoe has won, could you tell me? Well, if I asked you what team she played for, could you tell me? If I asked you the same two questions about Tom Brady, the majority of people would answer correctly. Melanie Leupolz is a professional soccer player in Germany. She plays for Chelsea, also plays for the German national team. Over the weekend, she was asked about female compensation in soccer and how they're paid significantly less when compared to the men. As you guys know, men's soccer is extremely popular in Europe, generates a shitload of revenue. Soccer in Europe is equivalent to the NFL here at home. So the gap in profit between men and women's soccer in Europe is significantly greater than it is here in America. Melanie Leupolz was asked about it, and you're going to see from her response, she did not attend Social Justice University. If she did attend, she failed. She was a college dropout. However, she does seem to have a PhD from the School of Life and Common Sense. Check out her response. Quote, "I don't think equal pay is appropriate because you have to see what the men bring in terms of money and what the women bring in. Clubs are currently making a loss on the women's team. We have to invest now so that women's soccer can be self-supporting and profitable in a few years. Equal pay is therefore not appropriate because with what justification should I earn millions now? At the weekends, I play in front of 3,000 spectators," end quote. How many times have I said the exact same thing? This is not about discrimination. This isn't about misogyny. This isn't about sports treating women unfairly when it comes to compensation. It is simple economics. Revenue and profit go up, salary goes up. If women's soccer were generating billions of dollars and Megan Rapinoe was making $40,000 a year, there would be a major problem. But women's soccer isn't generating that kind of profit. Do you know what Michael Jordan's salary was in 1984, his rookie season in the NBA? Michael Jordan was the third pick in the 84 draft. This year, Evan Mobley was the third pick in the NBA draft, rookie center for the Cavs. He's making over $8 million this season. Know what Michael Jordan made his rookie year? $550,000. Adjusted for inflation, around $1.4 million. The best basketball player of all time was making 82% less than Evan Mobley's making this year. Jordan didn't make more than $1 million until his fifth year in the NBA. He didn't make any major money until his last 2 years in the league when he was making over $30 million. Why? Was Michael Jordan underpaid? How could the best basketball player in the world be making such a low salary? Because when Michael Jordan entered the NBA, revenue and profit was nowhere near where they were in the late 90s or where it is today. In 1984, the NBA was in 80 countries. By the time Michael Jordan retired, they were in 240. In the 1980s, games were on tape delay. The NBA finals were on tape delay. Television networks didn't air the games live. Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, they saved the NBA in the 80s. The league was struggling before they carried them through the 1980s. But Michael Jordan cemented the NBA as one of the premier leagues in the country. After the 92 Olympics and the Dream Team, the NBA took off. Michael Jordan was making $4 million a year. He was vastly underpaid. Did you ever hear him complain about compensation? Did Michael Jordan complain in 1986 about making $700,000 a year? No. What did he do? He went out, he built a brand, he built a legacy, and he made people want to pay to see him play. And after he accomplished all of that, then he was paid. It does not work the other way around. Megan Rapinoe may be popular on social media. She may be popular in woke media circles. She may be popular in the LGBT community. She may have millions of followers on Instagram. That doesn't mean people are willing to pay to watch her play soccer. That doesn't mean people are willing to take 2-3 hours out of their Saturday afternoon to watch her play soccer on television. Go try and find a U.S. women's soccer game on TV. Sometimes Fox Sports 1 will air them. Sometimes, most of the time, their games are available on streaming services. They're behind a paywall. What does that tell you? Broadcast networks are not willing to pay for the rights to air their game. Why? Because not enough people are interested in watching. If CBS has the option to air Big Brother or the U.S. women's soccer team, what do you think they're going to choose? They're going to choose Big Brother because it generates ratings. The women's team has this backwards. Instead of worrying about equal compensation, they should want any extra money they generate to go towards marketing, promoting the league to a broader audience. Instead, they want to be paid first and worry about generating ratings later. That's not how it works. Props to Melanie Leupolz for understanding simple economics. She gets it. She understands the fact that you're not going to get paid without earning it. Imagine you're a sales manager. You manage a team of sales agents in insurance or something. You're interviewing a candidate for an opening. You tell him your base pay is 15 grand a year and you make 50% on everything you sell. This rookie agent with no experience, he tells you he wants to make the same amount of money as the agent with 30 years of experience. Are you going to hire him? No, you're going to tell him to get the hell out of your office. It's the same concept in sports. Over the summer, Sue Bird compared her WNBA compensation to LeBron James. How come I'm just as accomplished as LeBron, but don't make close to the money that he makes? It's simple. People watch LeBron. People watch the NBA. No one gives a shit about the WNBA. They can't even get people to show up to a championship parade that had free admission. Anyway, let me know what you guys think of Melanie Leupolz talking sense when it comes to female compensation in sports. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.